Paul Johnson was from New Jersey, and that's where family and friends gathered during his nearly week-long captivity. Last night in coastal communities north of Atlantic City, people held a vigil for Johnson, singing songs and praying for their neighbor's safe return. Tonight, the family remains away from public view, but they have released a statement. Joining us by phone from Galloway, New Jersey, is NPR's Nancy Solomon. And Nancy, I understand the family sent out an FBI agent to read this statement. What did it say?
Well, he came out. He said he had met with the family for several hours, and the family wanted to thank everyone, particularly the people in their town, who there's just been an outpouring of support for them. And they made a specific point of saying that both the U.S. and Saudi governments had done everything possible to try to rescue Paul Johnson, and they also made a point of saying that Paul considered Saudi Arabia his home, and that they believed that his murder was the act only of extremists. And that was about it. The FBI agent didn't take any questions. He said the investigation was still evolving, and that's all he would say.
Tell us what you know about his family members who are there in New Jersey.
Well, there's a daughter and a sister and a mother, and the son of Paul Johnson, I believe, has come up from Florida to join the family, although I can't say I saw him with my eyes, but that was the implication, is that they've all been meeting at one cousin's house outside their hometown, which really was besieged with media people across the street from their house. And so they moved to this townhouse, and when the media found them there, that's when they decided they'd better send somebody out with a statement.
As you've been there in and around Galloway and talking with people in the town, what have they been saying about this dreadful incident?
People have been very angry and very sad. Everyone I spoke to expressed a lot of anger, and people's eyes would well up with tears. And they would say that even though they knew that this was inevitable, when the news broke earlier in the week that he had been kidnapped, everyone that I spoke with believed that he would be killed, and they really held very little hope that he would be released. But they were still just very, very angry, and people would talk in very contradictory ways about saying they wish the U.S. Army would just go in and wipe out the Middle East. I mean, they would just say, you know, very sort of radical things about, and angry things about what people should, that the people there should be punished. And at the same time, in the same breath, they'd say, we shouldn't even be over there, and we shouldn't be in the Middle East, and that's what causes this problem. And so there was just, you know, I'd just say that people were just so angry and weren't even really thinking straight. They were just so upset that this had happened to someone from their town.
Paul Johnson had lived overseas for some time. What did people who remember him have to say about what kind of man he was?
Well, and it's a small town here, so you run into people who did know him growing up or who had known him years ago, even though he's been gone now for 12 years. But, you know, he seems to have a lot of respect among people. They, you know, talked about how he had loved living abroad, that he enjoyed his life in Saudi Arabia, and that he was a man who had enormous respect for other cultures, that he was very interested in the Muslim religion and had made a lot of friends there. So, you know, it was people had pretty much good things to say about him.
NPR's Nancy Solomon speaking with us from Galloway, New Jersey. Nancy, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.